How's it going, friends? Ryan Stevens here, bringing you a catalyzing short to spark some thoughts, helping you ignite that potential and fuel that fire within whatever team you're a part of. Let's do this! Leaders face challenges with team dynamics in a rapidly changing healthcare, wellness, fitness, and sports business landscape. This hinders collaboration and impacts the service you provide. As a coach, I guide teams to enhance positive team dynamics, shared leadership, and a fulfilling workplace culture. Just imagine improved morale, trust, effective communication, enhanced collaboration, and continuous learning leading to retention, growth, and service excellence. Ignite your potential. Fuel your fire within. Catalyzing Coaching and Consulting is your guide to creating an awesome team. So let's talk. Contact me at www.catalyzingats.com. You can find more information there, and let's set up your free discovery session. Catch the spark and own your spark.
Welcome to Lessons in Leadership, Steve Adubato, Mary Gamba. Mary, we have a fascinating guest who has props. I thought I had props here. I got a giant thing. I got a jet football. I've got all kinds of props here. I got t-shirts. By the way, can people go on our website, Mary, to get a t-shirt?
I have my prop too. Actually, we didn't put it on our website, but why don't I? That'll
be
fun.
$100 a shirt. $100. No, I'm joking. It's not. Just go on our website. We're going to put it up there. But Mary, do me a favor. Introduce Ryan, because we're going to talk about team building, and you are a great team member.
Absolutely. Ryan Stevens, nice to have you with us, speaker and organizational coach for Catalyzing Coaching and Consulting. Ryan, thank you so much for being with us today and for just bringing the energy level. It's just a pleasure to have you on.
Absolutely. So glad to be here. Steve, I know you like props. That's why I had it ready to go in case it came up. So.
Okay. I got this ball from the Somerset Patriots.
Yep.
Patrick McVerry, the general manager there, recommended you. Did you know that I threw out the first pitch at a Patriots game and threw a 94-mile-an-hour strike off the mound?
I did. Actually, I saw the video. It looked like a two-seam. There was movement on it. And it was, you know, people talk about it still to this
day. It's like the shot heard around the world, right? It's like everybody has heard about this.
since leadership is about being honest, it was actually not on the mound. It was at the bottom of the mound and it was 56 miles an hour. I just want to clarify that.
Did they actually clock it?
No, I made that, Mary. Oh. I made the whole thing up. Will you stop? So do us a favor, Ryan. Catalyzing Coaching and Consulting. Where the heck's the name come from? When people see the graph, they're going to be like, hey, what's up with that? Go ahead.
Absolutely. First of all, when it comes to the catalyzing, you know, the catalyzing concept is something that sparks change in something else. And that could be in a good way or a not so good way. So the catalyzing brand, the igniting potential, being a spark or helping someone bring out their own spark, that's really where the brand came from when I launched my podcast 4 years ago, the Catalyzing Podcast. The Catalyzing Coaching and Consulting, the big A and T is for awesome teams. My foundation for 20 years, I've been a licensed healthcare provider, an athletic trainer. So of course there's the AT there, but awesome teams is really what I'm here to help guide organizations for, because it feels really great to be a part of that. And there's so many different things to go into that.
Good stuff. And Ryan, you also came from our good friend, Rob Sansone up at Fedway. Talk about great teams. Our company, our firm, Stand and Deliver, has been doing leading the Fedway Leadership Academy for going into the third year. And I will tell you, that is a great team. Fedway is a great team. They also happen to be a sponsor of Lessons in Leadership, if you will. But I got to ask you this. Is being a great team member, our daughter is 13 playing softball, and there are times when she's doing really well. She's a great team member. But she literally, I hope she's not watching this, she got pinch run for the other day, because someone was actually faster than her on the team. And I saw her sulking and not happy. And she went out to play third base next inning and made an error. And I could tell she wasn't there. Question. Is it natural for us to be great team members and sometimes realize that the coach makes a decision that's best for the team, even if we don't like it? I know that's complicated. Mm-hmm. It's not about our daughter. Right. It's about being a team member, which ain't about us. Go ahead.
No, that's a great question. I think that's one of the biggest challenges leaders face now with such a diverse workforce. And then you got people that are working hybrid, they're working remote, they're in the office. You have all these personalities, all these different areas that people that are important to each of those team members. I feel one of the most important things you can do as a leader is really empower the concept of shared leadership. What I mean by that is everybody has to take ownership of what they can control and what their role is in the bigger picture. And it's a leader's job and responsibility to communicate that clearly, but also empathetically. And what that comes down to is if you have people with different skill sets, they have to be very clear on what their expectations are, as well as what their expectations are of the leader and where they fit into that journey and that mission. So in the example that you gave, there may be times where there's someone else on the team that is more appropriate for that role or that project. Absolutely. And you have, as a leader, have to make that decision. But here's the key. If you just do it and you move on, that doesn't help the future. This is an opportunity where you can have a mentorship opportunity, or you can build up that person that wants that, tag them together in small group work, and then have shared leadership and empower them to be a part of it, which is so crucial. And then you get them to buy in. And then next time that comes out, it's their time to step in and hit.
As Mary jumps in here, the mistake that was made was that the coach did not explain it. She's a great coach, love her. Mm-hmm. But then the next morning I said, Olivia, do you know why you're a pinch run for? She goes, no. I said, well, so-and-so was a faster runner. No, she's not. And so now our daughter's delusional about how fast she is. I'm sorry, Mary. I'll deal with our family issues separately.
I swear we share a brain, though, because I was just going to talk about that defensiveness and that defense mechanism. Steve and I often, Steve and I have worked together for 23 years. So I used to be defensive. I used to not be able to be open to hearing feedback, right? It's a gift, they say. Yeah, it's not a gift because it doesn't feel like a gift. That's a gift. It's a gift I don't want. But how do you manage building a collaborative team where one that I know you talk a lot about trust? I did my research. But when you give that feedback to your team members, and like Steve was just talking about Olivia, you know, I'm just as fast, or I'm faster than her. So where does the whole defensiveness and trying to get that team to not be defensive when you are having to make tough decisions?
And I can relate to that because especially early in my career as a young adult, that was me. I was stubborn. I was set in my ways. I was really effective at what I did, but I didn't do a good job of accepting feedback. And what I've learned through, I got my master's degree in humanistic and multicultural education. I've studied under Dale Carnegie Training Systems, Daniel Goleman, the man there, emotional intelligence is.
Go ahead.
Absolutely. And what I feel, Mary, it's a great question. Affirmation and demonstrations of support are so crucial as a leader, but then also a leader empowering an environment where team members do that for one another. When you can feel like you can be yourself on the team, when you can feel a little vulnerable, and I always took pride in that as a leader, being vulnerable with my team when I needed support with things, when I was looking for feedback because I wanted to be my best version for them. So when you do those things, you bring the walls down, you build bridges, not walls. So you have to find ways in order to have that conversation. You affirm them. You provide feedback that's constructive, but you also help them realize it's not that they're being reprimanded or that they're wrong. It is helping them make a decision together of next time this happens, how do we handle this? What can we do? We're all human. We make mistakes as long as we learn from them. But the key is, as a leader and team members, is having conversations that are open for two-directional conversation that allows you to let that wall down.
I appreciate that, Mary, but let's play this out a little bit more. I will be, quote, vulnerable. Mm-hmm. And show my vulnerability, otherwise in my family known as weakness. Mm-hmm. I don't want to play word games. Yeah. I will let Mary see it because there's 23 years, there's trust and whatever. I can't let the rest of the team know that I'm as vulnerable as I let Mary know I am. So it isn't the degree to which we demonstrate or show vulnerability strategic based on who our audience is.
It's strategic in terms of who else is in the room and the audience. Absolutely. Right. Because it's a matter of, as a leader, it's about them. It's not about me. It's about what is best for my team while I'm driving the bus and putting people in the right position to be successful.
Is there no I in team?
What was that?
Is there no I in team?
I's make up the team, but they have to be a collective we. So everybody has to be an I in terms of owning their space and what they do, but the team is the we. Does that make sense?
It does, but Mary, real quick, because Ryan's with us right now, and I don't want to take up too much time back and forth. Mary, do you believe that the rest of the team could and should know that I'm feeling vulnerable as the leader, or you as a co-leader of the team, feeling vulnerable about fundraising or about our future? Or do we have to present to them, hey, we got this?
I'm going to do an answer of both. I think that the team does need to know that their leader is a human being and that they do sometimes feel vulnerable, because once you show that, but then you also give them the confidence in your next breath of, yeah, you know, is it going to be hard to reach our numbers this month? Absolutely. I feel that. But I'm here to tell you that I have the confidence in us and our team to get there. So I think you need to have a little bit of sprinkling of both.
Ryan, we're taping this.
Here we go.
I'm going to do it. We're taping this in late September. Yep. It'll be seen later. The season will be over. It's already over for the Jets. Robert Saleh, who right now is the coach of the Jets, we don't know what's going to happen. Scarlin's looking at me, right? He had to tell his team that their best chance to win was with Zach Wilson, who's probably, I don't know where he is right now, as it's going to be seen. I don't believe he believed that. Can he be vulnerable enough to say, listen, I know we can't win with this guy. I know that we have no chance. We lost Aaron Rodgers. I mean, what are we going to do? You can't put that out there, Ryan, right?
Well, I agree with you in that you can't be demonstrating vulnerability in a way that brings others down. I look at it as demonstrating vulnerability in that we can do this together. We're going to figure it out. We may not have it figured out yet, or I need help with X, Y, and Z. And you know what? Mary, Steve, you two are fantastic at that. Can I get your support with this? Because we have the opportunity to take this on. So you reframe the vulnerability in a way that is beneficial and brings them in to the shared mission versus looking like it's a me versus them or pointing fingers type thing. But you're right. There's times where you have, as a leader, you have to shield them from the crap. You have to shield them from the bad stuff and be like, listen, we got this. This is our best opportunity. In your head, you may be thinking, oh, crap, we lost Aaron Rodgers. But everything is in this guy right now, Zach Wilson. He's the man.
You can't go in and say, we suck. We know we're not going to win. You can't do that.
Exactly.
I'll let you go after this. Even, Ryan, if you think it in your heart and in your head, we stink. We're never going to win. We lost our guy. He was everything to us. You can't do that.
You're right. You got to build them up.
You can't do that.
No, you're right. You have to build up your team. Okay. And that's demonstrating support and affirmation.
That's Ryan Stevens, speaker organizational coach with Catalyzing Coaching and Consulting. I want to thank Rob Sansone from Fedway.
There's your prop, Steve. There's your prop. You got that wrestling belt.
Oh, Mary and I love WWE and
AEW.
It's the Catalyzing Team Champion. And then we've got the Own Your Spark side plate.
Oh, my gosh.
And the Fire Within side plate.
I am in love.
I bring this to my gigs, and people love it. And my clients, they get to take advantage of some stuff with it. So
that's great.
Ryan, thank you, my friend. Good stuff.
I appreciate you both.
Mary and I will be back right after this.